We were in the middle of the 10th story of Sipurei Maaseyos, Rabbi Nachman's stories, the story that's entitled The Story of the Burger and the Poor Man, and we mentioned that a burger is a wealthy businessman. The story is quite complicated, and we're up to one of the final chapters in this story. So let's continue where we left off. We're up to a part where the emperor's daughter was taken captive by a pirate, and he had her on a ship, and their ship ended up taking them to an island, which happened to be the same island that the burger's son is on now. And she and the pirate go out searching for food. The pirate calls out to her, and she decides not to answer him because she knows he has no good intentions for her future. He only simply wants to sell her to earn a lot of money, and therefore she decides not to answer him. She continues moving around on this island, and Rabbi Nachman tells us that probably this pirate was eaten by wild animals. And she proceeds. She finds food for herself, and she continues walking and walking until she arrives at the place that the son of the burger is at. By this time, her hair has grown much longer than what it was before, and also the fact that she's dressed as a male, as a man. If you recall earlier, the pirate had dressed her in the clothing of a sailor, so neither of them was able to recognize the other. The son of the burger doesn't recognize her, and she doesn't recognize him either because he's been on this island for a long time, and he's also obviously not well-kempt. As soon as she meets him, he's immediately very happy at the fact that he's met another person on this island. So the burger's son asks of this person who he believes is a man, which is actually the emperor's daughter, asks, "How did you get here?" And she responds, "I was with a merchant out at sea, and somehow we arrived here." She asked him, "How did you arrive here?" And he said, "Also, through some merchant." It's interesting to note here for a moment, that Rabbi Nachman in his teachings writes many times that the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, is referred to as a Socher. A Socher refers to a merchant who usually can't be believed completely for what he says. It's a person who tries to do what's best for him and very often will modify the truth in order to make the sale that he wants to make. So that this term socher, which means a businessman or a merchant, is a word used very often as a nickname for the Yetzirah, the evil inclination. And both of them say that what led them to this island is via this socher, this Yetzirah, who thought he was getting rid of both of them, not knowing that this was all part of a higher plan, the plan of Hashem, which in the end is going to work everything out in a very, very good way. And both of them continue living on this island. Now, Rabbi Nachman goes back to speak about the mother of this young lady, who is the emperor's wife. After her daughter was taken captive by this pirate, and he ran away at sea with her, she was incredibly upset, and she mourned her daughter terribly. And she would, the expression used here is she would bang her head in the wall. It doesn't mean literally, but she couldn't get over her frustration and her deep, deep sadness over the loss of her daughter. And she would constantly speak to her husband, the emperor, about this and blame him and anger him that it was his arrogance in refusing to accept the burger's son as the right match for their daughter that caused all of this, that caused their daughter to be kidnapped and taken captive, and he's the one who tried to destroy. It's because of his arrogance that he caused the burger's son to be destroyed, and now he ended up destroying their daughter also. And she said to him, Our daughter was our entire good fortune. She was everything we had. And we lost her because of you. And what do I have today? And she would constantly berate him and anger him with her words. Now, he obviously also felt terrible about the fact that their daughter was gone. And the fact that she kept pounding him about this led to fights between them and anger. And she would say all kinds of terrible things to him to the point where she awakened a serious anger in him to the point where he decided that he wants to get rid of her. He wants to exile his wife. So sure enough, he sent word to the courts and he got them to make some kind of a litigation against her and to come to the conclusion that she deserves to be exiled from the land. And that's what was done. Once she was exiled, now this emperor continued to lead his countries, and he sent out the army to a particular battle, and they lost the battle. And sure enough, he came to the conclusion that it was the fault of a particular general, that because of a particular mistake that this general made, this is what caused them to lose this battle, so he decided to have him exiled. Then he sent out the army to do it for another battle, and sure enough, he sent other generals. And this time, again, he failed, and each time he failed, the general had to be exiled. Until the people in the country started realizing that something's wrong here. Their emperor is doing things in strange ways. And they came to the conclusion the fact that he had exiled his own wife, and now these generals, they decided that maybe the country would be better off, the nation would be better off, if we reverse things, if we get rid of the emperor and restore the emperor's wife and these generals. So sure enough, they had her brought back, and they gave her the authority to rule, and they sent him away, they exiled him. She, the emperor's wife, as soon as she took over the throne, and now she didn't have her husband blocking her in any way, she immediately sent for the burgher and his wife, who were in terrible stress because of the fact that their son had been exiled. She sent for them and brought them into the palace to treat them with the utmost of respect and goodwill. Now the emperor, who was decided for him to be exiled, he pleaded with those that were taking him to let him go. To let him go his own way. He said, despite everything, I was your emperor, and I certainly did do some good things for the country. Therefore, please take pity on me and let me go my own way, because obviously I'm not going to come back to this country. You have nothing to fear. So sure enough, they let him go. And he said, at least allow me to be a free man the rest of my life, as many years as I have to live. So they let him go, and he walked and walked, and many years went by until eventually he got to the sea. Sure enough, when his boat got out to the sea, a wind, powerful wind, carried the ship and brought him also to the place, to the same island where the others were, his daughter, his long-lost daughter, and the son of the burgher. However, his daughter is dressed in a man's clothing, and she's been stranded here for a long time, and the burgher's son has been stranded here for a long time, so none of them recognized each other. Because by this time, the emperor also is quite unkempt from his years of wandering. Now, as soon as he approached the two that were already on the island, they asked him, how did you get here? So he said to them, through some merchant, a secher, again. And when he questioned them, they also said, they responded similarly, that it's this merchant that got all of them here to this island. Now the three of them live together on this island, They ate and drank. They would play musical instruments. All three of them were well versed in music. The emperor and his daughter and the son of the burgher. And the son of the burgher, he was the greatest chevroman of the three. He was the one who knew his way around the best because he had been there the longest. So he would bring them meat and they would eat and they would burn wood for fire. Wood that was incredibly expensive wood. Wood which, if it were taken to a civilized country, could be sold at a price more valuable than gold. And to them here on the island, they had no economy or anything. They would use that wood, they would burn that wood as firewood. And now the son of the burgher spoke to them, to the other two, and said to them that he believes that the right thing for them to do would be to remain here on the island. They're better off here than anywhere else. Based on the good, the pleasures that people have in civilized areas, they're much better off being here on this island, living the type of living that they are. So they asked him, what good did you have before you got to this island, that you're looking at the life on this island as being so wonderful and so much better? So he said to them, he told them that he at one time was the son of a wealthy businessman, and he told them some of what had gone on during his life before he arrived on this island. He had everything good, he wasn't lacking anything, but here also he has everything good. He's not lacking in anything. He has food, he's got everything he needs. And once again, he spoke to them that his opinion is that they're best off living out the rest of their lives here on this island. So now the emperor asked this son of the burgher, did you ever hear of such and such an emperor? He said, yes, I did. And did you hear of the beautiful daughter that he had? He said, yes, I definitely did. And at that point, the son of the burgher started getting very angry. And he said, that emperor, he's a murderer. Not realizing that he's saying this to the emperor himself. But he was so angry when he was reminded about him that he was gritting his teeth in anger when he spoke about him. So the emperor asked him, why is he a murderer? So the son of the burgher responded, it's because of his arrogance and his meanness. That's what brought me here on this island. So the emperor asked him, how? What happened? So sure enough, the son of the burgher thought it over and thought to himself, what do I have to lose? There's nobody, you know, I can tell the whole story to these two people here on the island. It's not as if anybody's going to find out. So sure enough, he began to tell them the entire story of how, what his contact was with the emperor and with the emperor's daughter and everything. At this point, they asked him, if this emperor would fall into your hands, if you could get your hands on him, would you take revenge from him for everything he did to you? So the son of the burgher said, no, not at all. Just the opposite. I would take care of him just like I'm taking care of both of you now. Because he was obviously a kind person, a good-natured person, the son of the burgher. So the emperor started sighing and moaning, and he said, who knows what kind of a terrible old age that emperor has? Because I heard that his beautiful daughter somehow got lost, and he himself, the emperor, got exiled. At this point, the son of the burgher said, sure, I can understand why. It's because of his arrogance and his meanness. That's why his daughter got lost. That's why if anything bad befell him, it's his fault. And the fact that I'm here, stranded on this island, is also his fault. So the emperor once again asked him, so that being the case, if you could get your hands on him, would you take revenge for everything he did? And once again, the son of the burger caught himself and said, no, not at all, just the opposite. I would take care of him, I would provide for him exactly as I'm providing for you. At this point, the emperor revealed himself and he told the son of the burger, I am that emperor. I was that emperor. And he told him everything that had happened to him. And this son of the burger fell upon him and hugged him and kissed him. Now she, the emperor's daughter, who's watching all of this, and none of them realize who she is because she's dressed as a man, and she hears all of this. And at this point, Rabbi Nachman tells us that this son of the burger had a daily ritual whereby, even though we had heard early in the story he had given up on finding that letter that he had received from the emperor's daughter, still he would go every single day and approach three trees and look for the letter within those trees. And if it wasn't there, he would mark those three trees to know the following day that these he already checked. And in this manner, he kept going every day, another three trees, another three trees, because there were thousands and thousands of trees there. And when he would return from this ritual, he would come with eyes that were swollen from crying. You could tell that he had been crying tremendously over the fact that he was searching for this letter and couldn't find it. So at this point, they asked him, what are you searching for in those trees? And each time you come back with where it's obvious that you've been crying tremendously. So he went on to tell them and he revealed to them the story regarding the letter that he had been given by the emperor's daughter with the map in it, and that he had hid it in a tree, in a hollow of a tree, and then there was a storm that broke out, everything. And now he's searching to see maybe he'll find it. So they both, the emperor and his daughter, said to him, tomorrow when you go to search, we'll accompany you. Who knows, maybe we'll find it. So sure enough, the following day they went with him, and the daughter of the emperor found this letter that she was the one who had actually sent to this son of the burger. And again, her identity is unknown to her father, both to her father and to her fiancé. She opened it, and sure enough, she saw that it was her handwriting. But she realized that if she tells him about this, and she reveals to him that she's the daughter of the emperor, when she removes the clothing she's wearing and she returns to her original beauty, he can pass out. And who knows, he might even die from the shock. And yet she wants them to be married with purity, the proper way, in the proper manner. So sure enough, she went and she returned this document to him. And she told him that she found it. Immediately when he saw the document, he fainted. They revived him, and there was tremendous joy among them. Now, afterwards, this son of the burger says to him, who cares? What do I need this for? What do I need this document for? Where am I going to find her? Because sure enough, probably she's by some king now. So what do I need this? I'm much better off spending the rest of my life here. And he returned, he took this document and gave it back to her. And he said, here, you take it. And you go and marry her. Because he doesn't realize the one he's speaking to is the her. She decided she wants to leave, but she wants him to accompany her. Because she realizes that he is eventually going to marry her. And whatever good, and she says to him, ah, now again, he thinks she's a man. So she says, I'll take this document, and I'll go find the daughter of the emperor, and I'll probably succeed in marrying that daughter of the emperor. And if you accompany me, whatever good that I'll have in marrying the daughter of the emperor, I'll share it with you. Now the son of the burgher saw that this man, this one who he thinks is a man, is really the daughter of the emperor. He saw that he's obviously very intelligent, and he felt confident that he's going to succeed, and for this man is going to succeed in finding the daughter of the emperor and marrying her. So sure enough, he agreed to accompany him. And that being the case, the emperor now is going to be left here on the island by himself if these two leave, because he said he's afraid to return to the country. She said to him, I want you to come with me, because since I believe that I'm going to succeed in finding and marrying the emperor's daughter, you have nothing to fear. Because again, I'll be able to succeed in reinstating you. So all three of them left together. They hired some kind of a boat, and they arrived back at the country where the wife of the emperor is the one who's leading the kingdom. They arrive at the city that she's in, they park the ship, and at this point, the daughter of the emperor thinks to herself, if she tells her mother that she's here and she's alive and it's her daughter, her mother might die from the shock. So she sent a messenger to bring a message to her mother, saying that a man has arrived who has information regarding her lost daughter. Afterwards, she herself went and spoke to her mother, the emperor's wife, and began telling her the story of everything that had happened to her daughter. And in the end, she said to her mother, and you should know that your daughter is here now. So the mother said, is that true? She said, yes, I am your daughter. She revealed that she was a daughter. And she revealed also the fact that her fiancé, the son of the burgher, is here also. However, she said to her mother, I refuse to be here. I refuse to allow things to go any way other than that you agree to reinstate my father, the emperor, to his position. So her mother refused at first because she was so angry at him that he was the one who caused all of this. However, she was forced to comply with the wishes of her daughter, and she wanted to reinstate him. So they searched for him, but they couldn't find him. Then at one point, her daughter said to her that he's here with me. And at that point, once they were all reunited, the wedding took place, the joy was complete, and the kingdom and the empress received this young couple, and they ruled the world together. This is the conclusion of this story. Next week, I hope we're going to try to discuss some commentary. We'll review the story briefly and discuss some insights of things that we can gather from this story that'll help us in our spiritual growth. Look forward to being together next week, same time, Bezrat Hashem.